This is from Frederick Buechner's book, Peculiar Treasures, specifically in his article about Paul. When you came right down to it, what was God up to for God's sweet sake? Sending them all out, prophets, apostles, evangelists, teachers, the whole tattered bunch, to beat their gums and work themselves into an early grave. God was making a body for Christ, Paul said. Christ didn't have a regular body anymore, so God was making him one out of anybody he could find who looked as if he might just possibly do. He was using other people's hands to be Christ's hands, and other people's feet to be Christ's feet. And when there was some place where Christ was needed in a hurry and needed bad, he put the finger on some maybe not all that innocent bystander and got him to go and be Christ in that place himself, for lack of anybody better. And how long was the whole great circus to last? Paul said, why, until we all become human beings at last. Until we all attain to mature manhood, as he put it. And then, since there had been only one really human being since the world began, until we all make it to where we're like him, he said, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ in Ephesians. Christ to each other, Christ to God, all of us, finally. It was just as easy and just as hard as that. Well, it doesn't get a lot better than that, in my opinion. I couldn't lay my hands on my own copy of Peculiar Treasures, so I can't say what else Buechner writes about Paul in this article. By the way, I do this perennially, I think. I'll just make this declaration now. I used to feel a little bit guilty about poaching Buechner's words or Bill Loder's or Barbara Brown Taylor's, but I'm about to get over that. For one thing, I always give them credit. For another, if my preaching amounts to nothing more than putting these scholars and writers and a bunch of others in front of as many parishes as I've served, congregations to whom I've preached, then I feel I've done something of service. As I've told you before, I long since resolved that if someone else says something perfectly or as close to that as human gets, then why should I pretend that I can do any better? So I quote that from Buechner. I was saying that I don't remember what else he says about Paul, but in here he describes Paul as, of course, the not so innocent bystander, the one who did, in fact, stand on the sidelines while Christians were being stoned to death for being, well, Christians. And God used Paul as a mouthpiece at times, a social witness, even though he was sometimes blustery, sometimes misogynistic, impulsive. It's beginning to sound like faint praise, isn't it? And I don't mean for it to. We wouldn't be here if it weren't for Paul. Back to today and to the body of Christ. We need each other. I'm sorry. What I love is what Buechner says, that God can use any one of us at any time to fill a role in carrying the good news to a needy and hungry and impoverished world. And just to be clear, that impoverishment of spirit can and does happen, even in the richest nations in the world. and for that matter, even among the richest within those nations. In fact, Paul, the less than innocent bystander, shrined and be Holy Scripture. I would place today's passage in that category. This beautiful description of how seemingly insignificant and yet how vital each of us is in the grand scheme of things, this body of Christ. By the way, I always think about the less honorable parts of the body and the people we associate with those parts, sometimes being less eloquent and more specific in referring to these people. Anyone who's had a colonoscopy or the need for one knows just how vital those less honorable parts are. But I digress. This description and analogy of all of us together making up one body is the church, in a few words. Another of Paul's most eloquent pieces, the top of my list of Paul's greatest hits, is the very next bit in 1 Corinthians, following his sort of cliffhanger and lead-in in the closing words of today's passage, "But strive for the greater gifts." Tune in next week to hear more of those. That's when it comes up. Back to today and the body of Christ. We do need each other, and the world, even those parts of the world that don't understand it, needs us, at least our harmonious acting together, to answer humanity's most difficult problems. We're not the only ones who can do those things, of course, but we together provide one potent response to the world's most crying need. In today's gospel, Jesus tells his audience, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And so it is now, with all of us flawed human beings acting together as the body of Christ. Today, God's promise is being fulfilled within and through us. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.